You got three specialists to come by in a span of a couple of hours. You got all of these drugs that are administered. You know, you have, you just start looking at this. How many of you have actually seen, an itemized statement, a bill from a hospital stay? Now, try reading your phone bill on any given, if you still have, oh, hell, if you have a cell phone, it's a disaster. Try reading your cell phone bill. Just go line by line and read it. You'll be shocked to learn all the FCC and access charges and taxes that you're paying and how little you actually pay for the service that is the phone. Most of it's taxes. Well, it's the same way with a medical bill. You start reading it, you go, well, there's an access charge, there's a 911 charge, there's this charge, there's an ERISA charge, there's this, there's a Healthcare Privacy Act charge. You just go, bop, 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 bop. You start looking at this guy, what does any of this have to do with medical care? It's a mess, folks. It's an absolute disaster. It's not to say that we don't have good people practicing medicine, because we do. And that there aren't good doctors and nurses. That's not the point. They're working inside of a system that has been created by government. You know, when Medicare was created in 1967, and then Medicaid the next year in 1968, it was projected to cost. Medicare was projected to cost by the turn of the century $10 billion. Did you know that? Go back and look that up. You can find there's an art. I'm trying to remember who wrote the article. Might have been Warren Brooks back in the 90s when Medicare was created in 1967. The members of the House of Representatives and the Senate that voted for it and passed it, so that Lyndon Baines Johnson could sign it, said that it would cost $10 billion by the turn of the century. They were only off by $490 billion. Hey man, what's a couple hundred million between friends? Today, the system is broke. It's bankrupt. It's borrowing money from your kids and my kids to pay for grandma's health care. And Pocahontas wants to institutionalize more of it. I wish they'd just get it over with and do it and piss everybody off to the point where people just stop paying. Because then there would be true reform. If there was a slide and in infused fake cash into the medical system, it would change. It would have to change, or it would fail. And, of course, you know that all of this is made possible by, again, kicking that entity out of medical services that was principal in running it for so many years. And out of love and out of charity, providing it, the church. Almost every hospital in the United States was either a Protestant or a Catholic, and in some instances, a Jewish-run hospital. The faiths ran the hospitals. They built, they collected the money. The money was donated. They built the hospitals. They hired the doctors. They put the nurses in there. There were extensions of Christian charity. Turn it into a business, and this is what you get. Then you get Mordor involved. Pocahontas is planning at least $30 billion to finance, $30 trillion to finance after she gets her cost savings. But Senator Warren, this is a Wall Street Journal writing this, but Senator Warren waves her wand and says the bill will really be $20.5 trillion. Just another drop in the bucket. She makes the rest vanish by positing magical savings from things like, quote, comprehensive payment reform. What the hell is that? One of her ideas is the hardy perennial known as bundled payments, which have failed to reduce cost as promised by Obamacare. Look, nothing that was done in what is known as the Affordable Care and Patient Protection Act has worked. That's why it's still being phased out. There was no outright peel of Obamacare, but little by little it's been dismantled. She says hospitals will be reimbursed at an average of 110% of current Medicare rates, which is supposed to address the criticism that Medicare currently undercompensates patient care. But hospitals now rely on private insurance payments to stay in business, and 110% of what Medicare now pays will hardly be enough to compensate for the loss of private monies.